Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
And welcome back to the remaining minutes of our Smart Garden Show. Denny Long here with Mary Meyer from the U of M. I know, Mary, you did a little homework, a little research on that previous text, right?
Yes. So impatiens are such a wonderful plant, so beautiful. And so many of us plant them in the summer, and they do get this downy mildew. So there are certain ones that are resistant to beacon, amara. Amara has this XDR, extra disease resistance. So sometimes right in the name, they have disease resistance. Sun patients are also another one that is a hybrid that doesn't get downy mildew. And the Bounce series also. So there are ones that are resistant to mildew. If you're not sure, or if you end up getting impatiens and you've had mildew before, if you can plant them in a different location, make sure that they're dry, in that if you water them, just water the soil. Try to keep the top of the foliage dry and plant them a little bit later, because if they're cold stressed early in the year, that tends to be more of a problem where they'll get downy mildew. So plant them later, keep the foliage dry, and if you can, get a disease resistant kind.
Very good. This listener sent this in. I have a maple. We get this from time to time in my front yard. Some of his roots are being exposed. Should I cover these roots with soil? It's tough to get grass to grow there.
Oh, this is a problem for us as people, not for the tree itself. I have the same thing. I have a big maple in my front yard, and the roots are that my grandkids love to run around the tree and stand on the roots, balance themselves. The tree is very happy. It loves being up there where there's more oxygen for the roots. No, it's not a good idea to cover up those roots. You can really suffocate them. If you really are bothered by it, the best thing is to put a mulch, a fairly large bark mulch on it, so this still has oxygen exchange for the tree. But I would really avoid putting soil on the roots.
Very good. Here's another text, Mary. Newly planted boxwoods are mostly yellow after their first winter. Is there any hope for them?
Oh, gosh, I hope so. It depends on how yellow they are. If they're yellow towards beige and brown, you can actually bend a twig of the stem and see if it's totally dead. But if they're more of a greenish yellow, then it may be more really of a fertilizer or nitrogen deficiency. So I think really you'll just have to wait and see how it goes. But bending the stem, if it's pliable and the stem is still alive, they can come out again, or maybe it's a factor of needing more water. So make sure that they're well watered as we get into spring.
Speaking of watering, I'm looking at a text about dormant seeding today. If we do dormant seed today, when the snow melts, do we have to begin watering it?
Not unless it's really dry. So this amount of snow is going to give us some water and moisture to deal with. So I would not worry about that until we see when it warms up and the ground really thaws out, and then how much rain have we had.
Well, this next text is very timely because as far as the weather folks are saying, we could get some heavy, wet snow, which really could damage some of our trees and other things. Should
yes.
we knock the heavy snow off our cedar and yew trees is the question.
You have to be really careful doing this. Sometimes you can come up underneath the branch and actually relieve some of the snow weight. And I do this. You have to be really careful that you don't actually break the branch. So if you do it, come up from the underneath to try to get the snow to come off. Hitting it from the top can really, that's the way you can really cause the whole branch to break. So you want the snow to come off, but you don't want to break the branch. So maybe gently brushing it, be as gentle as you can, I would say.
Well, just guessing, if we get any close to what they're predicting, there could definitely be a lot of damage.
A big issue, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Another listener wants to know, how late in the spring can we prune dogwoods?
Well, you can prune dogwoods anytime. You could, I have dogwoods that are beautiful, red and yellow, and I cut the stems at Christmas time for my pots and so on into the fall. I have a dogwood I need to prune. I was just looking at it yesterday and thinking, okay, now I should get out here and prune this. So you can prune it quite late into the spring. If it's one that flowers, obviously you're going to be cutting off the flower buds. But if it's one we grow more for foliage or for the stems, you can prune those, through the month of June, between now and the month of June.
All right. Another check says this, last year deer ate my hostas, leaving almost nothing. Will the hostas come back to you thinking, what can I use for deer repellent? I tried deer and rabbit repellent and animal stopper. Those did not work.
It depends on how established your hosta were. It's very likely they will come back. They might, if they're really young, they won't be as big, but they'll probably something will come back there because hostas usually have a strong enough root system. If they're old and established, they'll definitely come back. If you use the repellents, like Liquid Fence is a good repellent. That usually has an odor with eggs, a sulfur odor that deer don't like. You have to put those on about every week. So the repellents can work, but they just need repeated application. And then, of course, a barrier, some type of a fence or an obstruction that will help you keep the deer away. That usually is the better resort, a fence.
And let's see, I think we have time for maybe one more. Will mountain ash trees recover when the bugs are killed with really cold weather?
Well, hopefully. It really depends on what kind of bugs are on them. I'm wondering if this person's actually talking about the emerald ash borer and our hope that some of those will be killed this winter. And we do have evidence that that can happen. It really has to be a cold, like 30 below. And hopefully that will kill some of them. The devastation with ash is certainly great for anyone who has an ash tree. If you're not treating it, the other thing to do is plant another tree. Think about diversification, other species, catalpa, the disease-resistant elms, etc. There are lots of other trees to plant, so we diversify our landscapes.
Well, Mary, in the last 60 seconds, let's do this. Let's remind folks of a couple of things happening at the Arboretum and the Hort Society.
Yeah, so last weekend for the flower show at the Arboretum. And then a week from today is the Maple Fest, the pancake breakfast. You can get your tickets for that for next weekend. And then Arbor Day coming up the end of April, April 25th. Arbor Day, the Hort Society is having their spring gala, which is their Garden the Plant Style Show, so you can find all sorts of new plants, get a swag bag with new plants, learn what's new that you could plant in your garden at, that's the Hort Society Spring Gala, the Arboretum's Pancake Breakfast a week from today, and the Flower Show ending this weekend.
This weekend, great. Mary, always fun. Thanks so much for all your work, and I know we'll be talking soon.
Yes, always a pleasure to talk gardening. Thank you, Denny.
You've been Mary Meyer from the University of Minnesota.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.